Hello, my name is Daniel Nenni, founder of SemiWiki, the open forum for semiconductor professionals. Welcome to the Semiconductor Insiders podcast series. If you have a topic you'd like us to cover, please post it on semiwiki.com and we'll get right to it. My guest today is Bill Neifert, Senior Vice President of Partnerships at Corellium. Prior to Corellium, Bill was Senior Director of Marketing for Arm's Development Solutions Group. Before that, he was the co-founder and CTO of Carbon Design Systems, which was acquired by Arm. Welcome to the podcast, Bill.
Thanks, Dan. It's great to be here.
First, can you tell us how you came to the semiconductor industry and what brought you to Corellium?
Well, it's interesting. You know, my journey to semiconductors, I think, started in the sixth grade when I got my Commodore VIC-20 for Christmas. And, you know, and I immediately, of course, took it apart because that's what I did growing up. And so I've been fascinated with computers ever since then. And, you know, it was just a natural evolution of that. I studied computer engineering and went from that directly into designing computer chips. So it's a long path, but brought me where I am today. But, you know, I am today at Corellium, and Corellium is interesting. You know, probably the last 20 years of my life, I've been working in virtual modeling in some capacity. You know, Carbon Design Systems was, you know, prominent in cycle accurate virtual modeling. But, you know, when I was at Arm, I focused on the broad spectrum of that. And when I was Arm, I stumbled across Corellium here, which took a different approach to virtual modeling here, doing virtualization on this. And, you know, it was so different than what anyone else was doing out there, and enabled things to run so much faster, you know, that when I left Arm in April of this year, they were the first call I made over here, because I'm just so excited about the opportunity that they have.
Yeah, I've heard a lot about Corellium, actually. All good. So can you tell us a little bit about Corellium's partnership with Arm and the Arm hypervisor-based virtualization technology?
Sure. So, you know, obviously Arm rolled out Arm Virtual Hardware about this time last year. I didn't believe it was a Dev Summit last year. And that, at that point in time, they rolled it out based on just their fixed virtual prototypes, which are based upon fast models. But, you know, in the works at that point in time, and I know I was at Arm over there, was, you know, the ability to take Arm Virtual Hardware and run it on, you know, more complex systems out there, basically virtual representations of real hardware boards out there. And, you know, so Arm and Corellium have been working together, you know, for over a year now to drive all of this. And when these boards were rolled out earlier this year over there, you know, at the time it wasn't announced that they were based on Corellium technology, but, you know, the hypervisor boards that are in AVH, you know, which is the abbreviation for Arm Virtual Hardware, have always been based upon the Corellium technology. You know, but the partnership itself, which enables us, was only actually announced, last month, or I guess maybe this month, a couple of weeks ago, let's put it that way, on this. And, you know, it's finally going public with a partnership that's existed for a while, but which, you know, is obviously a deep one, and which will have further boards being announced, you know, as we go forward.
Oh, interesting. So how does virtualization technology accelerate the ARM IoT development and testing environment?
Well, I mean, it's interesting. If you look at how IoT software development is done, it's largely stuck in, you know, a much older design process. Most IoT development is done with a board on your desktop, connected to your PC, you know, and you cross-compile there, download onto your board, and run from there. It, you know, it doesn't do much to take advantage of modern development paradigms, you know, CI/CD, DevSecOps, all, you know, insert buzzword here on ways to do this. And by virtualizing the board, we have the ability to take this target, put it in the cloud, leverage modern software development paradigms, modern software flows, and plug in to all of these advanced cloud-based flows that exist out there to enable DevSecOps, to enable CI/CD, and to enable, you know, a whole host of things that aren't really possible when you're stuck with a device tethered to your computer, or you know, a device farm that you have out there. So this virtualization approach is basically taking a tried and true development methodology that exists for other software development and really applying it into the IoT space.
Oh, got it. Yeah. So how is this different from the traditional development cycle?
Well, I mean, if you know, I touched a bit on how it impacts the software development cycle, but you know, there that was one part of it that I was talking in there. Imagine if you wanted to take that that software development cycle and you know try and roll your own CI/CD here. You know, you'd typically assemble a device farm on this, and I've seen these at companies where you've got shelves of these devices sitting up here in order to run all of your tests. And you know, the devices weren't really designed to be done like this. So you know, now you've got to maintain a whole bunch of independent power connectors. You've got to monitor their batteries because you know, after a while they start to swell from being constantly charged, and it takes forever to you know to reburn them as you generate new software images on here. So there's a bunch of headaches that go along with this. That you know, once you take this and virtualize it, you know, eliminates all of the headaches that go along with this. You know, plus you get to retarget pretty simply. Imagine that you know ran out of ROM on one variation of your board, and you know now you need to upsize. Everything is the same about this, but you know now you actually need to go out and buy a whole new device farm on this. With a virtualized approach, you just need to target a different model and spin up from there. So it enables you know a much more scalable approach to this, which much less overhead and headaches.
So how is this different, this methodology different from hardware assisted verification? Is it competitive? Can you explain a little bit?
Well, I mean, hardware assisted verification has its space, and I'm not necessarily saying that this is competitive at all with hardware assisted verification. You know, this typically applies to something and best and works best when, you know, the entire design is in the virtual model itself. So you know, I would view it very much as being complementary to existing flows that exist in this space. Now, you know, if you wanted to start bringing this in together, where you could come up with ways to interface this in with, you know, simulators and such like that, certainly we have the hooks in there, but that's not the use case that we're envisioning with this, and certainly not how I've seen ARM positioning ARM virtual hardware. This is all about enabling the software developer to you know develop you know in a more robust manner and develop faster.
Oh, interesting. So does virtualization enable the shift left methodology that we've all been talking about?
It certainly can. You know, if you you know look at the underlying technology on here, virtualization is you know taking an ARM-based workload and running it on an ARM-based server. You know, that's the core technology here is a type 1 hypervisor. And certainly the work that we've done thus far with ARM on here is all about modeling boards that already exist. But the technology itself can certainly be used to model devices that are still under development. So, you know, it's a simple matter of retargeting the instruction set on here, which we need to do anyway on here. You know, I'm running an A72 on a Graviton for our Raspberry Pi model on this, or some Cortex M devices on here for our other devices, and we need to retarget those instruction set. We can do the same thing with future instructions as well. So you have the ability to virtualize the implementation of processors that have not yet been fabricated, which you know now means you can indeed shift left your entire methodology and start developing on a very fast development platform well in advance of silicon availability.
Interesting. So are there other Corellium partnerships in the works that you can talk about, Bill?
Well, I mean, there had better be some in the works, otherwise I'm not long for a job here. Partnerships are in my title on here. We are working a few in a couple of different areas, but unfortunately nothing yet that we can really announce out in that area. But we're looking at expanding both in the breadth of our our mobile offering and where you know they can be applied and used. It's a fantastic platform for doing education and you know just play you know putting a mobile device in your website, but also in this whole device modeling space as well. You know, like I said, we have the ability to basically execute any ARM workload on pretty much any ARM server. So there's a wide range of places in which that can be applied. And, you know, we've only really started scratching the surface on that here. And we're working on a number of different partnerships there that we'll be announcing in the course of the upcoming couple of months.
Great. We hope to have you back. I'd like to hear more about them. So how do customers engage with you folks? You know, how can listeners get more information about Corellium and specifically the ARM Corellium partnership?
Well, the ARM Corellium partnership manifests itself in a singular website for ARM virtual hardware. So if you go to avh.arm.com, you'll find all of the hypervisor-based models there. They are currently still in private beta form, but there is a handy sign-up link there to let you register yourself for the private beta. If you want to find out more about Corellium itself, you can go to our website at corellium.com. Interestingly enough, there are also going to be a number of sessions at the upcoming ARM Dev Summit about this as well, which showcase the Corellium technology and ARM virtual hardware in here, and that is at devsummit.arm.com.
Yeah, I'll definitely be attending that. That's great. Thank you for your time, Bill. It's been great talking to you, and I hope to talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Dan. It was great chatting with you as well.
That concludes our podcast. Thank you all for listening, and have a great day.